You look at something very small on your brother's, you've got a fault. There's a little sin there, right? But they don't even look at that to see that they have a very big sin, a big fault, a big problem. And this is common to man, is that, very faulty people go around looking at people and finding their faults. I think of, one could tell of, mother-in-laws who visit their daughter-in-laws and find every little thing wrong with their home, never considering that they themselves are faulty in the way they are a guest in someone else's home, thinking to themselves that they are, above everything. And this is an arrogant stance. I have a beam in my eye, but never mind that you have a speck. Let me pull out that speck out of your eye. You hypocrite. Jesus considers a hypocrisy, meaning action under a false part. It's like an act. You're acting the part of the concerned righteous when you are a bigger sinner than those you would seek to help. I remember, and God forgive him, his sins. But I remember the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals. The first I'd ever heard of this guy, he was on TV talking about heaven. How wonderful heaven was and what it would be like. You could eat as many pastries as you want without ever getting fat. I thought, this man is representing Christianity. In my own sinfulness, I could have seen him hung. I thought, why don't we just join the Muslims then and add sex to the gluttony and to the orgy that is heaven to these people? Let's just have it one big orgy of gluttony and of intemperance and of all these things that we're supposed, the scripture says, don't do this, don't do that, right? It said, or be this and be that. I prefer the positive end. Be temperate, be godly, be virtuous, right? It says all this. But then when you get to heaven, throw that all out. We're going to just have an orgy of food. We're not going to, no sex though. Yeah, they, none of that. So some types of carnality are apparently acceptable. And I thought, this person represents that evangelicalism, which is the one, they love to get involved in politics. And they love to pick on homosexuality and other kinds of sins. And I have no apology for those who commit abominable acts with each other and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm not going to pervert judgment on that. It's sin, right? But still, here they are. They act like that's the biggest sin in the world when they themselves are the servants of corruption. It's like, how in the world can you... And that man happened to be brought down for having a homosexual liaison, but I don't think he was I'm not trying to make that the whole issue. What I'm saying is he's got these massive carnality issues in him, a massive beam in his own eye of sin, I think, and they dismissed him heartlessly from their midst, the evangelicals did. Yeah, there are some sins you can't be forgiven. You can go see, have a stripper in your hotel room, like Jimmy Swaggart. That's acceptable, but if you go and have a gay encounter, well, that is definitely going to get you fired. It's funny like that. As if, it's all pretty abominable if you ask me. Because we don't expect much in America. I expect much, but I mean, the Christian church in America, they don't expect much. Just certain things. Certain things you can't do, but a lot of things you can do. You can admit to being all kinds of sinfulness, and they all nod in understanding, right? Oh, we all have motes in our eye, that's all. We just have motes. Look out for those people with beams. How do you know what a beam and what a mote is? Some little speck? Now, I tell you, and you think, well, it'd be easier to get the beam out. You think so. Imagine if you had a large splinter stuck into your eye. You'd need a surgeon to get that thing out. A little speck of dust? It's easy. And the point is not so much the relative bad of the sin, but it's the one who is trying to help the other. The one who thinks they're righteous is the one who's really dangerous, because their vision is impaired and they're trying to help others. But having their own visions impaired, like Jesus, like Paul said, you know, while they preach righteousness, this is a paraphrase, you know, they themselves are the servants of corruption. And they're so corrupt in their service of corruption that they don't even consider themselves the servants of righteousness anymore. In fact, you never hear righteousness talked about much. Not in the sense that it's meant in the scriptures. We should lay aside all the carnality of earth and all the lusts and the fleshly things that cause us to sin. That we should be looking to set every last speck of that aside. Well, they think, oh, we'll help people. But they themselves, their vision is impaired. You know, and the funny thing is, and they say, we can never be free from sin. Even though Jesus said, if he makes you free, you will really be free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. They say, we can never be free from sin. Well, then therefore, you could never help anyone. Because it is only when you have clear vision that you're able to begin to help others. First, look to yourself. First, cast out the beam out of your own eye. What business is it of any man to accept a position of leadership over so many, having still these grave sin issues in their lives? You have no business taking any sort of position. But I qualify. I went to school. I've been on television. I worked my way up. That's the problem with these systems, because they qualify. So they put them in positions. But never mind if they don't qualify in the sight of God. Never mind if God hasn't ordained them. The order has ordained them. The denomination has ordained them. Men have ordained them. But God? We haven't heard from God in so long. We don't know what God wants anymore. And I know they don't want what he wants. And I know they don't know what he wants. Verse 6. Give not that which is holy to the dogs. Neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Rend means to rip. You know, they rip with their tusks. The swine, you know, they have, and we think mostly in terms of pigs, but imagine like a little more wilder, more boarish with the tusks, and they use their snouts to turn and to rip the flesh of your legs and so on and so forth.